Hello again. We're glad you're here at the Believer's Academy. My name is Jeremy, and this is lesson 3 of the series, God's Not Mad at You. Today, we are going to learn that God wants to work together with you. We, as believers, have the honor of working with God Almighty. We're going to delve into examples and experiences of what that means. First, we discuss how to work with God. Second, we'll examine how Jesus worked with God. And third, we'll go into specifics about how you can work with the Creator in the earth. Go ahead and get a pen and paper to take notes as you go through this lesson. Also, as needed, you can pause or go back anytime to go over a specific point. Below this video at Believers Academy on KCM.org, there are study aids for you to use as you enter this exciting world of working with God. Now, everyone ready? Here we go. God wants to accomplish great things through you. He wants to make a difference. So, how do we work with God? We have studied in this series that because of the sacrificial work of Jesus, God will receive anyone who will call upon the name of Jesus for salvation. God has a plan for creation, and He has given you the opportunity that qualifies you to work with Him and make His plan a reality. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things that He planned for us long ago." The plan is clearly stated in Ephesians 1, verses 10 and 11. And this is the plan. At the right time, He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For He chose us in advance, and He makes everything work out according to His plan. Now, we know the plan of God is to bring people into a relationship with Him, and it's our responsibility to work with Him to make it happen. Sounds like a big task, but you are not alone. There are thousands, if not millions, of people on the earth who are working with God, working with Jesus, working with the Holy Spirit, and working with you to accomplish God's will. To be effective, you must look at things through God's eyes. He sees through the eyes of love, because love is God's motivation. John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world so much that He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life." This is important. The way to work with God is to say what you hear Him say, and do what you see Him do. We know this is possible because Jesus did it. He said in John 14:10, "Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in Me? The words that I speak are not My own, but My Father who lives in Me, He does the work through Me." In fact, Jesus did it many times. Do you remember when He and the disciples were in a boat on the lake and Jesus was asleep? A great windstorm came up and the boat was filling with water. It was so fierce, even the seasoned fishermen, Peter, Andrew, and James, and John, were frightened of losing their lives. They woke Jesus and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." That's in Mark 4:39. And it immediately became calm. Another time, Jesus was confronted by the religious leaders about healing a man with a crippled hand on a holy day. It seemed easy for Jesus to say, "Stretch out your hand." That's in Mark 3, verse 5. And it was made as whole as the other one. Finally, there was a time that Jesus' friend Lazarus died. After 4 days, Jesus went to the tomb and shouted, "Lazarus, come out." That's in John 11:43. Lazarus came out of the grave alive and well. These are just a few of the powerful works of Jesus. He didn't take the credit. He didn't say it was because He was the Messiah. On the contrary, He called Himself the Son of Man. All the works He did were for the glory of God and as an example to show us what we could do through the power of God. Now, today, Jesus' work isn't over. He wants to make a difference through you, and you can do the works of God just like Jesus. The Holy Spirit is taking the things of Jesus and showing them to you. In John 16, 13 through 14, Jesus says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, but He will tell you what He has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever He receives from me." God has given you His armor to get the victory. The real enemy is Satan, and God wants you to stop the enemy everywhere you see him. Lack and weakness come from the enemy. Sickness and disease come from Satan. Destruction and desolation are his work. It's up to us, working with our powerful God, to end Satan's work in the earth. We won't stop until he is defeated. Are your family members suffering? Work with God until they are delivered. Has a friend received a bad report? Then work with God to change that report. Is a teenager you love rebelling against authority? Work with God to bring him into his God-given destiny. How is it done? Through prayer. Through speaking the will, that is, the Word of God, over the situation, by knowing God's will and agreeing with Him that it is done. You can do it, because you make a difference when you are working with God. When you speak, God listens. One word of caution. Don't speak words of doubt, unbelief, or fear. Speak the Word of God and nothing else, and things around you will change. You are just as righteous as Jesus was. You have the same relationship with God that Jesus has. What Jesus did on the earth, you can do. Say it, believe it, receive it, and do it. 1 John 4:4 says, "He who is in you is greater than he who is in this world." In John 14:12, Jesus encourages you by saying, "I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father." Greater works than stopping a storm? Than restoring a cripple? Raising the dead? How can that be? Because of your working relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. You simply imitate Jesus. You say what you hear God say, and you do what you see God do. Don't look at your own inabilities. Don't meditate on your own weaknesses. Speak and believe that God will work through you to deliver man from sin, sickness, disease, infirmity, and any kind of lack. God will do it, and He will do it through you. Congratulations! You have completed the last lesson of God's Not Mad at You. God bless you as you learn more and more how to make a difference in this world by working with God. It is very fulfilling and satisfying to see God work here in the earth with you. We have studied how to work with God, how Jesus worked with God, and the specifics of how you can work with God to make a difference in this world. It is our desire here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries that you become a strong man or woman of God, speaking the words you hear God speak and doing the things you see God do. Here are some things to think about. How do you know God wants to work with you? What were some of the works Jesus did as He worked with God the Father? How do you work with God to bring His plan into the earth? God bless you today and every day, and remember, Jesus is Lord.